put the imprimatur of it not being a partisan political witch hunt.
So Sandy, he clearly, if he would just shut up and go away,
yes,
they would end this yes. going after him. But he's so stubborn that he was on. I was watching him the other day, and he was telling his followers, "They don't want me to represent you anymore."
Right. Oh yeah. he's got.
He's all, masterful, right?
He is masterful, and he's masterful at playing the instrument, which is his group, this group that is strongly in his corner, and he's created them, and they're a bunch of disaffected people who are upset with things, and are willing and interested in having a strong man leader rather than a democracy. They hate government so much, most of them, that they want to essentially upend the government as it exists and install someone who they think they trust. And little do they know that history has shown that when the people install a dictator, they made a mistake. And they made a mistake that's personal to themselves, because, you know, dictators are all about their own power, and they aren't about power to the people.
You know, he really is a dictator.
Well, that's what he wants to be.
Yeah. I don't think, and I know in my lifetime, I've never seen a man like him to ever ascend to the presidency. He may have been historically, but I've never seen one.
Well, I mean, we've had populists who were good at whipping up people through dog whistles. George Wallace.
Yeah, he wasn't the president.
But he did get a surprising number of votes when he ran for the presidency. I'm just saying that there have been people who've tried this game, and they haven't succeeded. I think Trump is the first one who's tried this game at the national level and has clearly succeeded.
Suddenly, he's going to force their hand. I mean, he is, the more he does this, and the more he keeps pushing this, he's going to force the hand of Merrick Garland and others to actually go after him.
I think what he's going to force the hand of is the decent Republicans who are finally going to surface and decide that he's going to destroy the Republican Party. I think you can look forward in time and look at the Republican convention in Milwaukee and foresee a convention in which Trump runs for the presidency. So does, let's say, DeSantis.
Right.
And based on the Republican Party beginning to wake up, you can see that the possibility that DeSantis gets the nomination and Trump doesn't. What does Trump do then? Well, Trump is not going to, he didn't accept the loss of the presidency, and he's not going to accept the loss of the nomination for the vice presidency, and he will run off and destroy the Republican Party with his next move. And so I think the Republicans can look forward to that. They can see that Donald Trump poses a significant threat to the Republican Party, because if they don't hand him the nomination, he's going to tear them apart. And so I think there are Republicans who are beginning to wake up and say, you know, maybe we're better off with Donald Trump locked up, or at least locked out of the political process. Liz Cheney's idea of passing the necessary legislation to ban him from running for political office is probably the most benign way that they could accomplish this.
You know, Sandy, you see more and more of what you just said happening. They are starting to fall off of.
Yeah, I mean, you have Mike Pence, you have Ron DeSantis, you have a growing number of Republicans. You have the decent part of the. You have Liz Cheney talking about running for the presidency. You know, Adam Kinzinger. We'll see what he's going to do, but I suspect he's not going to give up the fact that he's in the national limelight. There's going to be and Mitt Romney. There are these people who already are disaffected. You've got this group of Republicans and Democrats who yesterday announced that they were going to start the Forward Party. And they were going to seek out and get moderates from both parties. There's a whole bunch of things lining up that are going to cause the Republican Party to reconsider the path that they're currently on, and particularly reconsider the Donald Trump path.
Well, Donald Trump has clearly put together a lot of donors and people who are still giving money. He's raised over $100 million already. And you know, he wouldn't put it past him to figure out a way to put the money in his pocket.
Well, he's already. It's clear that he's that's clearly a possibility and a probability, and it's pretty clear that it indirectly and directly it has found its, some of it has found its way into his pocket already. I do think that the people who are large donors are beginning to falter in terms of their willingness to give money to Trump. And I think a lot of this money that he's getting now is stuff that he's sort of fraudulently obtained through his whole steal, his, you know, the stolen election lie that he has used to raise lots of money over the internet and other ways in smaller donations from people who can ill afford to give their money away but are persuaded that they're doing the patriotic thing.
You know, Sandy, you use the term fraud. It's in the open. Everybody sees it and they know it, but they're all still, you're just saying they don't want to go down that road.
Well, he calls it, this election that he says was stolen from him, and the theory that he, this subliminal theory that he presents to the people, because he presents no overt theory. He simply gives them the opportunity to fabricate their own theory. And I think the largest, most consistent fabricated theory that people come up with who like to embrace his notion is that too many people voted in this election who they wish wouldn't vote. Okay, and so they would like to wish away. They don't think they deny that the votes occurred. They just wish those people wouldn't vote. And by those people, I'm talking about
people of color,
right. And people without a lot of money, people, liberals,
right.
People who vote for the liberal side are those people, and they wish that not so many of those people would vote. And so that's what Donald Trump is selling, is the fact that the election was stolen from him because the other side devised a bunch of ways to make it much easier for those people to vote.
So many of the Republicans supported that theory, but it's almost 2 years later now.
Well, Republicans support that theory because, you know what? When those people vote, you know, when all these people, right. When it's made easier for lots of people to vote, when lots of people vote,
their views,
the Republicans don't win.
Right.
The Republicans are premised on having small. In fact, people talk about it. Republicans talk about it. In small turnout elections, Republicans do very well because a higher percentage of Republicans vote than the percentage of those people.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when lots of people vote, meaning that those people turn out as well, well, then Republicans lose. So Republicans say, well, look, the Republicans have been very overt about what they're trying to do. They are trying to make it harder for those people to vote. They want to get voter ID stuff. They want to make it complicated to vote, okay? They aren't saying that you shouldn't vote because you aren't a proper person to vote. Their strategy is all about just making it more complicated so that people who are not willing to jump through all the necessary hoops won't vote.
So, Sandy, you don't see Donald Trump backing out of this.
No.
He's not going to back out. So and the heat is being turned up on him, whether he likes it or not. He knows that it's kind of like they're cornering him.
Well, except that one of his strategies is that one of his best defenses against getting prosecuted is being an actual participant in the political process, because then it looks more like a witch hunt. So there's lots of people, credible experts, who believe that one of the reasons he will announce for the presidency
soon.
And do it much earlier than would be the norm, is because he wants to be an active candidate so that these criminal processes begin to look and smell more like political witch hunts.
But Sandy, I listened to Merrick Garland, and he explained why he's taking the time. He knows how critically important this is. Do you think that, let's say, Trump does announce soon, you think that Merrick Garland is going to all of a sudden say, oh, wait a minute, he's running?
No, I don't think Merrick Garland will, but I think that the pitch of Trump's arguments that it's a political witch hunt will reach a crescendo, and I think his constituents, the ones who are, you know, really like crazily locked into his camp, will protest, will do all the things that people worry about, like Merrick Garland worry about in terms of tearing up society by pursuit of the legal remedies.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Friday. It means Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back. So,